I just spent an entire week at a conference and could I just get like 5 minutes off? And I'm like, no, get to work, Zach. Wear the merchandise and make people see it.
Hey, we need to talk.
Welcome to the Church Communications Group podcast, where we help church leaders find clarity, confidence, and connection in their communications. I'm Kim, General Manager of the Church Communications Group, joined by my co-host and friend, Zach.
Every Tuesday, we'll bring you fresh insights on what's happening in church communications. We promise to keep it real around here. Expect authentic conversations, practical advice, and definitely a few laughs along the way.
In each episode, we'll also share a valuable resource to help you grow in your church communications, leadership skills, and honestly, just life as well. So whether you're a seasoned communications director or just starting out, there is something here for you.
Now, get ready to learn, grow, and connect as we open up the conversation in today's episode of Hey, We Need to Talk.
Zach, okay, you have been sharing with me these TikTok videos you've been watching with, I don't even know, Rando Girl. She's here in Indiana, right?
We love her. She's our RV girl. So for those that don't know, me and Kim, like Kim is my boss. There's like, I don't know what, a 15-year age gap?
Yeah, maybe more.
I still send TikToks, Instagram stuff all the time. Like that's the beauty of, you know, workplace. Like your work best friend is like, there's an age gap. So yes. I came across on TikTok because that's all I do. And I get paid to be on TikTok all day. So I found our RV girl, and what she does is she tours RVs. And I sent it to Kim because I want her to start doing our church secret shopper kind of stuff. I would love to see her walk through a church and just live it up. She is so funny. I learned that a porcelain toilet is the strongest toilet on the line.
And that's important to know. One of the videos, she literally is like, I'm not making any money because nobody's buying any RVs. I'm like, oh, this poor girl, like she is marketing so well. And she yet is. Nobody's buying an RV. So you guys go out and buy an RV from RV Girl so that we can keep watching her on TikTok. Zach, let's talk more about social media. Okay, so in the next few weeks, we're going to be leaning into Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, the platform side of stuff. There's this conversation that we have with churches pretty regularly. And most of them are like, yeah, we've also got our X account. We've also got our TikTok account. We're posting the same thing everywhere. And we have that conversation and we kind of lean in some ways. I would love for you to kind of open that conversation up here with our audience.
Platforms that I primarily focus on with churches is going to be Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, because the content that gets created on there and what like people interact with aligns a lot more with what we can and do produce. If you look at TikTok, it's very human. It's very, it's almost like YouTube blog culture. Like you end up finding these people, like we just talked about them, like his name's Johnny and I forget her name. Like we watch them because we relate to them. Like there's an element of relatability, but we also have fell in love with their personality. So that's why we continue to follow them. Very human. TikTok's very human. Where us as a church, it's really hard for us to be able to create a human entity that is connectable with. A lot of what we're doing is sharing inspiration and information. So I always like lean away from TikTok because it's hard for us to do it well. Like some things that do probably work well, it's podcast style conversations. They're like worship clips will work well on TikTok, but they're trying to fall in love with a person more so than with a business. So I lean away from that. And X, Twitter right now is great for your pastor. Like if your pastor isn't on Twitter, like it's fine. Like he doesn't have to be on Twitter, but if you have a church one, I would maybe use that for pastor to like drop his quotes, maybe some stuff coming up there. But Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, that primarily hits our targeted audience. So Facebook is going to be primarily 70%+ female who are 45 years or older. So there we're hitting high school mom all the way up to grandmom. Yeah. And then on Instagram, you're hitting primarily women, but a really good demographic of male too, about 18 to 34. So we're reaching some of those young adults while also reaching young and new families. We're also then YouTube is going to be primarily male focused there. Yeah. So when we use those three platforms, we're hitting primarily the entire family and all of our audiences. Mm,
that's really good. I like that. Yeah, I appreciate all that because it's not just social media is all the same across the board, but it really is, each one has kind of its specialty. And we're going to lean into Facebook, Instagram, YouTube in the coming days, in the podcast. But I love that idea of like even like Twitter X, you know, and TikTok. Like if you're going to do it right and do it different. Mm-hmm. And so like, there are some churches out there though, that we're seeing do some pretty decent jobs in their social media platforms, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or whatever. Some of those churches, let's highlight some of those churches, because I'm sure our audience would love to go and kind of see what things look like outside of like their church walls. Right.
Yeah.
What are some
good ones? Like a good church that is really good across the board is going to be Preston Trail Community Church in Frisco, Texas. They do a great job on Facebook. They do a tremendous job on Instagram. They also have a killer YouTube channel. They really leaned into that creating YouTube specific content that isn't just your Sunday morning service. And they talk about like some really hard topic, like they talk about mental health. They've talked about eating disorders within men. They've talked about sex addiction, grief. So Crescent Trail Community Church is a great example. They're also a great example of putting platform specific content, because you mentioned before, a lot of us, we just put the same thing on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, we could, because all of those audiences were just on all the platforms. Now we have very specific, very niche audiences on those platforms, and we need to make sure that the content that we're posting on that platform is actually going to reflect and hit home with that actual audience. So Preston Trail Community Church, they're a great one. Okay. If you're thinking about like design wise, we love to show We Are Radiant. They're a great account. They do a tremendous job in being able to design graphics around people. Yeah. They do a great job in showcasing their church. They showcase the heartbeat of their church while also pulling you into a visual experience. So those are two churches that I think are always great to look at.
Yeah, I love that. And you highlight an important point there, that our social media, you know, we talk about like our website is kind of like, we're not even through the front door yet, right? We're out there in the driveway. People have not experienced the inside yet. And so our website's there. But as we start to go, okay, I'm interested a little bit more in this church, or I'm interested to learn a little bit more, they might step into our social media platforms. Mm-hmm. And so being able to use our social media platforms as a place to be able to show them who the church is, what the church is about, you know, and if I were to arrive there, if I were to show up at this place, who am I going to see? Who am I going to experience? What's the pastor going to sound like, look like? What's he going to be preaching, or is she going to be preaching on? And like really get a good idea who the church is. And I love that. I love that, you know, that We Are Radiant. They do that. When you go there, you see the brand of the church, not the logo and the colors. Mm-hmm. You see the brand of who the church is internally and the people of the church. And that's just a huge win.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And that plays like a huge role into it, because you mentioned most people go to our church websites. Sometimes the first interaction that they have with your church is going to be your social media. Yeah. Your social media is incredibly important to your overall digital marketing strategy, and then also building awareness of your church. A lot of times when we look at the analytics with some of the churches that we work with, you're talking about 85% of their monthly audience are people that don't go to their church.
Yeah.
Sometimes we see more people seeing and interacting with a church's social media platform than their websites and their ads combined.
Yep.
And so your social media is so important to be able to represent you and to make sure that you are showing that your church has a value to people's life, that there's a place for them and that we're going to offer some value.
I love that. Zach, let's give our audience 5 action steps, 5 things that they could do today to make their social media better.
Yeah. So number one is consistency. You want to make sure that you are posting consistently, because we do it all the time. Like sometimes we see a social media account of a restaurant and they haven't posted in 6 months. Are they still open? Like, and what it also does show is that like you aren't consistent and maybe you don't care to interact with me, or maybe you're focused on other things. So consistency is a huge part of your reputation, but also it helps you build your following base more. Number two, how much should I be posting on social media? Here's what I say. Prioritize quality over the quantity.
Yeah.
Make sure that you are posting quality content rather than the quantity there. That's because, you know, we all have different level of time. Some of the comms directors that we work with, it's a party of one. Like it's just them. Some of them have a full team. So you need to look at what is my weekly cadence? What am I able to do in a week, and then put social media in there, prioritize it, but also be realistic with yourself. Make sure that you are representing yourself well. A lot of times we use stock things, a sell out of stock pictures, or even some Sunday social that feels like very like templatey, Christian templatey. So make sure that you are holding clear to your brand. There, you want to make sure that people are seeing a consistency in reputation. Number four, build out a schedule. What happens a lot of times is we don't have a plan for our social media and our content creation there. And what ends up happening is Monday morning, we're like, I have all this content I need to make. And guess what happens? People happen and ministry happens. Yep. It's inevitable Monday morning, somebody's going to be in the hospital. Something's going to be happening in our church that we need to respond to. Somebody's even just going to walk into our office and just want to chat. And we are in the ministry and the business of people. And so as you plan and you schedule yourself, you're able to fit in those ministry moments without losing your responsibility and the consistency of your social media. The last is be creative. We get very locked in even our brand colors. Yeah. So like, I always have to use red. I always have to use yellow. Sure, but maybe make it in the spring, make it a pastel.
Yeah.
In the fall, make it an earthy tone there. Be creative with your brand in there, and also think outside the box. Because what happens is when we are only drawing inspiration from other churches, we end up creating in a box. Mm. And all we ever do is look like the church down the street. So we look to figure out like what inspires me. What am I inspired by? While you're scrolling social media, what grabs my attention? Why did Nutter Butter grab my attention on social media? What was it about their promotion?
Yeah.
Why did Apple pull me in? Why did this random influencer pull me in? Figure out what inspires you outside of the church and outside of other church accounts, and let that also inform your creativity.
I love it. That's so good. That is so good. I'm so excited that our audience is able to lean in. Again, these are things that you guys can do today to start making your social media presence, your social media engagement, your social media all around better for you and your church.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for tuning into the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast. We hope today's episode has equipped you with insights and strategies to enhance your church communications efforts.
Remember, we're here every Tuesday with fresh content to keep you up to date on what's happening in church communications. If you found value in today's discussion, we'd love for you to join us again next week by clicking the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts.
And hey, you're a part of this conversation too. So if there's a topic you'd like to talk about, make sure to leave a comment in the episode and on social media.
For more resources or just to set up a call with any one of our team members, head over to churchcommunications.com and check out our free online learning platform, CC Plus, where you can access a wealth of additional resources to support your church communications journey.
We're Zach and Kim, and from all of us here at Church Communications Group, we're looking forward to helping you find clarity, confidence, and connection in your church communications.